Welcome, welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. My name is Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Friday, April 30th, 2021, and yes, I am back. Yesterday, we didn't have an episode. I was just, honestly, got up a little bit later than normal. Went to bed a little bit late, got up with the dog in the middle of the night a little bit later than usual, so... we just didn't have an episode yesterday, but today, my friends, we have some good things to talk about for sure. But before we do that, as always, a little bit of housekeeping here. Don't forget, you can always follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, at M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. Now, the last episode, we were talking about the Legends Ultimate, the At Games Legends Ultimate arcade cabinet. And we definitely ordered one. It is supposed to be here on Monday, so next week we will be jumping into that whole cabinet. I'll let you guys know. I'll take a bunch of pictures of it as well and put those up on Twitter so you can go over there and check them out. And I'm really looking forward to jumping into that. One of the things that I may have mentioned, I was reading into a little bit more, you can actually live stream from that cabinet as well. So that may be something that I might start doing with it. I know the original release, you couldn't hook microphones up to it to talk over. It was more just gameplay. But I think they've since kind of patched that in with USB mics. So I may be doing that at some point next week. But I'll let you guys know if I'm able to get in there. And, maybe I can do a live stream playing through Turtles, playing through Simpsons, playing through X-Men, watching me fail miserably at Donkey Kong. We'll see. Maybe next week we'll get into some of that. But also, last night we finished the fourth stage of our Rise of the Red Skull Marvel Champions campaign. We were able to take down Zola. And it was a hell of a fight, man. I mean, that was probably, I think, the biggest fight we've had yet amongst all the enemies that we fought. We actually managed the villain pretty good, but he had a lot of minions kind of coming out at us. But we were able to take him down. And, Captain America actually at one point, I think we had four minions kind of down on the board. And I was able to toss my shield and take a bunch of them out at one shot. Also, I had a special ability that I had earned from the second fight, because the game, as you play through the campaign, you kind of get these little cards that you can use only one time. And it was a card where I basically unleashed just a bunch of damage across the board, and did that, was able to take out a bunch of minions. It was a lot of fun. But next week we are on to the Red Skull, so we'll see how that goes if we're able to take him down. But Marvel Champions continuing, obviously, to just be a ton of fun to play. Let's jump in here to some video game news. That's pretty much what a lot of this is here that we have today, but we do have some other quick MCU news too as well. Yesterday, Sony had their PlayStation 5 State of Play for April, which featured Ratchet and Clank, over 15 minutes of just kind of a deep dive into the game. But before we talk about that, they also announced two other games. Subnautica 2 is on its way to the platform. They were calling it, what is it called here? It actually has a different name now. It's basically Subnautica 2, taking place in, if you haven't played the first one, I know it's available on Game Pass, I believe, and it was, I think, a PlayStation Plus game. It basically has a survival game underneath the water, Subnautica Below Zero, that's what it's called. And it basically takes place where you're going to be above ground and below ground as the main character searching for her sister, I believe. But it is kind of in this Antarctic type setting. So you're kind of in more of this, you're seeing these weird kind of penguin type characters up on top of the ice. Below the ice, it's obviously more very just weird characters. And again, it is a survival game, so you need to be on your best when you're kind of getting down there. But the one thing that Subnautica was kind of known for was actually its story. Even though it's a survival game, there was kind of a mystery to solve kind of within there. And it seems like this game is going to be no different. So if you like that first game, this game may be for you. Now, they also announced that Among Us it's finally hitting the PlayStation platforms. You know, it's been available on PC, on mobile devices. I think it's even on the Xbox, right? My kids love this game. They have a ton of fun playing with their friends. And, you know, it's not just for kids. It is just a fun game. If you're not familiar with it, essentially someone's the murderer. You got to figure out who the murderer is, because they are living among you, hence the term Among Us, on the spaceship. And it goes kind of round-based, and each round, if you're not the murderer, you're given a task that you need to do. But if you are the murderer, you kind of want to act like you have a task, so you can kind of get somebody kind of by themselves and take them out. And then at the end of each match, everybody votes who they think the murderer is, and whoever gets the most votes gets booted off the spaceship. And there's Among Us. So it is hitting the PlayStation platforms, finally PS4 and PS5. obviously the PS5 version. I mean, if you've ever seen Among Us, there's nothing special graphically about it, so it's not like it's going to look really any different, but still cool that it's finally getting there, because it is a pretty popular game that a lot of people, and you know, like I said, kids love that game. But cool. It's pretty cool. It's hitting the platform. I don't know if they said it's free on iOS, and that it is free. I think on PC you do have to pay for it. I don't know if they're going to charge you for it. My guess is they probably are, because I know that game kind of came out of nowhere and really even surprised the developers to how popular it was. And they ended up kind of bulking up their team to create more content for it. So my guess is they probably will have you be paying for that to play it on PlayStation. We did get, like I said, a big deep dive, over 15 minutes of Ratchet & Clank gameplay. Remember, that is coming out June 11th. And the more I see of this game, the more it just blows me away. God, this game looks so good. In the demo, we get a glimpse of, a little bit of some story background into Rivet, kind of the new Lombax that's going to be in the game. We get some shots of Ratchet kind of going through this nefarious city, I think is what they called it. We got some glimpses of that kind of in motion. We also get to see kind of more of these like open areas that are going to be in the game. There's going to be a weapons vendor you're going to be able to buy weapons from. They even show a boss fight that is going on. And what's cool is in the boss fight, they're utilizing kind of the SSD within the PlayStation 5. So as you're kind of fighting the boss, you're also jumping through to these different environments. And the loading speed, obviously, is just insane on this thing, because you're going from one area to the next. And, you know, something that is totally not possible on older consoles. You know, you had to have the speed, the loading speed of the SSD, and just the power of the PlayStation 5 to be able to do that. Within the open areas as well, you're going to get these pocket dimensions, which kind of give you these little short challenging areas that you're able to kind of jump through that kind of get you out of the main level. Again, environment changing things, you know. I mean, watching this game in motion, I mean, this really is one of those first games that just bleeds next gen. It just looks incredible. I mean, the first thing we saw in the gameplay trailer was you see Ratchet kind of go over to a box and smash it. And like just the particles, I mean, as silly as it is, like the amount of pieces that box shatters into is amazing. It's like, whoa, like when you first see it happen, it's crazy. The game just looks awesome. They also showed off a little bit of the photo mode. Photo mode looks awesome. You're going to be able to do so much. I mean, obviously, the photo mode in Spider-Man was incredible, and this is the same developer as Spider-Man, you know, Insomniac. So all the different features you're going to be able to have there. I mean, just the amount of things that people are going to do with that photo mode are going to be awesome. They did also talk about the DualSense controller and how every weapon's going to feel different that you use. You know, you can push a trigger down just about half the way for a single shot, or you can hold it down all the way for just like a barrage and kind of make it like an automatic gun. I mean, that's really neat, kind of using that, just the amount of pressure on the triggers and how it's able to read that and know that's actually changing gameplay for you, you know? Man, it really looks great. It really looks great. And, you know, I said it before, but like June is looking stacked, man, between this, Phantasy Star New Genesis, I think Elder Scrolls will be out shortly before that. Final Fantasy comes out, you know, the new expansion for Final Fantasy VII Remake. Like, there is a lot, and where to begin? Like, I don't know. Watching this trailer, it's like, I think this is where you begin. Like, this is one of those games. It's like, this is the reason you bought a PlayStation 5. I think I've talked about it before. Like, my PlayStation 5 has just been kind of sitting there. I got nothing to play on it right now. I've been playing the hell out of my Series X, and I've been playing Halo. You know, it's like, what else am I going to play right now? I mean, Avengers I have on my PlayStation 5, that kind of is my Avengers console. When I want to dip in and fly around as Iron Man for a mission or two, or you know, throw my shield like Cap, that's kind of what I've been doing with that randomly. And other than that, the PlayStation 5 just sits there idle. So maybe this, you know, is this, I say maybe, this is the reason why I bought a PlayStation 5, you know, so maybe this is where to start. But later on this summer, we also got word, kind of shifting gears away from Sony, or from, I guess, the state of play, we got word that later this summer, there is a PS5 and Series X update coming to Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. We did get that little bit of performance update that they had already put out that was already great, that kind of increased the frame rate and all that. But they announced Thursday on the Star Wars website that Fallen Order will receive a number of technical improvements as an update coming to the PS5 and Xbox Series X later this summer. So they didn't give a ton of different details and all that, but they did say that this cross-gen upgrade will be free to all owners of the PS4 and Xbox One versions of the game. I do own it on Xbox here, on Xbox. I guess I bought it on, at Xbox One X, I played it on, so I will get that upgrade. Now, didn't say whether or not if you have it on Game Pass, because it is on EA Play. So, you know, maybe you'll get that there as well if you have a Series X, but maybe not. You know, it might be kind of like Final Fantasy, where it's like, if you own the game, we'll give you the upgrade. But if you just kind of have it through, you know, like they gave Final Fantasy VII Remake as PlayStation Plus, maybe you won't get that upgrade. I don't know. But later this summer, that is coming. So a replay of Fallen Order definitely is in the cards for me this summer. I've only played it the one time. I dipped back in to check out that update, but I didn't actually play through it again. I'm sure after we get through some Bad Batch here coming up and get through, you know, a bunch of Star Wars content, definitely going to be all in on this. And with the High Republic, you know, new novels, new contents coming out soon. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing through this game again when that update drops. And I can't wait to see how gorgeous this game is going to look at that point. We also did receive word from Microsoft about Halo Infinite running on the PC and their latest Inside Infinite, I think they're calling it. It's over on the 343 blog. They announced a bunch of things coming to PC. I mean, they'd already said they're making a commitment to Halo Infinite on the PC, but they did jump in and say, you know, hey, just to point out, this is the first main Halo launching on PC day and date with the console, and they wanted to make sure that it is going to have pretty much all the bells and whistles that everybody was going to want. So it's going to have cross-platform multiplayer, of course, for the first time ever at launch. It is going to have cross-progression as well, so you can play on the console or over on the PC. And here's a quote from one of the developers. He said, "We've been working closely for the PC community to ensure that Halo Infinite offers a premier PC experience, including highly desired features such as support for ultra-wide and super ultra-wide screens," which is insane, "triple key bindings, a wide variety of advanced graphics options, and more. We want to make sure that Halo is serving the PC community." Now, he also said that cloud gaming is a big part of the PC support, and it will help subscribers as well. So what that means is essentially probably be able to play Halo Infinite through xCloud, you know, through the Xbox Cloud, even if you don't have the top of the line PC. So in my case, like my PC, I know it's going to be able to run it, but I'll probably run it on like a Xbox One X level. I know I'm not going to be able to kind of push that thing to like the Series X level. So I can pretty much run the game in its best possible way by streaming it to my PC. That is awesome, right, to be able to do that. I think that their just commitment to the PC and hearing them say that, it makes me even wonder, like, was that even part of the delay as well? Like, I mean, obviously, when we saw the trailer and there was the backlash to the graphics and all that, you know, maybe part of that was even when they even looked at the PC version and were like, man, there's a lot more we can do on this. And so they've been able to take this past year to not only update the graphics and lighting and all that stuff, but also look at some of the things they could do on the PC side of things. I think that's awesome. You know, PC gaming is obviously huge. PC gamers are sticklers for all the different aspects of accessibility, of the way for them to customize their gameplay and their graphics and all of that. And with 343 launching Halo day and date, they need to make sure that stuff is there so people don't just leave and never come back. Obviously, there's so much riding on Halo Infinite to bring Halo back to the mainstream and be kind of that premier shooter that they don't want to mess this one up. And I think them coming out and saying, hey, here's our commitment to it, we're going to do it, I think is pretty, pretty awesome. So go read the blog if you're interested in Halo Infinite over on the PC. Now, one final thing today, I want to switch gears just a little bit here and talk about, it's actually out today. Marvel has announced a new Falcon and the Winter Soldier Assembled episode is over on Disney Plus. So the making of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is available now. You can go check it out. I love the WandaVision episode for this. They kind of went through everything in that. And getting that now for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to be awesome. I'm sure there's going to be an awesome moment of when Sam first put on that costume and picked up that shield. I can't wait to see that on there, and just kind of just the idea of creating the episode and, you know, picking all the different enemies and how they, chose to go with Carly and what they were thinking of as being Zemo's role in it. I'm really interested to see this episode. So it's available now on Disney Plus, and also available today too. I'm not totally caught up, so that's why I haven't really been talking about it, but Invincible, the season finale for Invincible is available as well. So if you've been watching that show, you know, I'm sure you already know this is out, but if you haven't, go watch that show. It is awesome. Again, that is that Robert Kirkman superhero comic. This is the show based on his comic. It's over on Amazon Prime. Go check it out. All episodes are streaming now. So go watch that this weekend if you're looking for something fun to watch this weekend. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me today. As always, follow me on Twitter at Marturk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. You can always email the show, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. Like I said, next week I'll get some photos up of that At Games Legends Ultimate, the arcade cabinet that I talked about on the last episode. It says it's coming Monday, so you know, you got to assemble it. I want to play with it a little bit, so probably Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm actually off Wednesday, so chances are I'll be playing the hell out of that thing on Wednesday. And probably, like I said, maybe even getting some live streaming going on if I can figure out how to get all that set up. Looks pretty easy. I mean, that's the whole thing about this cabinet. It's almost like too unbelievable when you look at how easy it is. But we'll see. We'll see when I get it, and I'll give you guys my review. So until next week, guys, have a great rest of your weekend. And until then, we'll catch you next time.